Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Kim Akrig and we are talking about how to combine the metaphysical and the physical and manifest the business of your dreams. If you want to learn how to combine the woo and the work ethic, strategy and manifestation, stay tuned. This is for you.
So I don't know about you, but when I was learning about astrology, I remember feeling really overwhelmed because there's all the planets, all the signs, all these things interacting together. And it wasn't only about how those things were interacting in your chart. It was also how like the daily energies of the planets was showing up in your life and affecting your life. And I'm sure most of us are aware of Mercury retrograde at this point, but Mercury's not the only planet that can go into retrograde. All of the planets can go into retrograde. And so I found it really helpful with the Magic of Eye Planner. It tells you day to day what's going on in the sky. It's telling you what the moon is doing. It's telling you what phase it's in. And it also has the Optimum Times Life Guide, where basically every single day they give you insight onto the energy of the day and how you can best work with it. So you're not basically trying to push shit up a hill and doing something in the wrong time and making your life basically way more difficult for yourself. And it doesn't only have information about astrology. This year they've added a whole new section to it where they're talking about how to combine medicinal mushrooms with the energy of the planets, which I absolutely love because medicinal mushrooms are so powerful for so many things. And just really being able to enhance that energy and work with the energy of the stars is just going to help you manifest everything in your life a whole lot easier. And aside from having all this incredible information about astrology, it's basically like a quick start astrology guide. So even if you're a total beginner, you can work with it. They also have a menstrual tracker. They have information on the retrogrades and eclipses. And they also have sections where you can plan your weekly goals, your yearly goals. So you can really use this as a manifestation tool to write down what you want to create, as well as how to harness the energy of the stars to make that happen for you. So they've kindly gifted the listeners a discount, which is Kim Akrig, KimAkrig. And their website is magicofi, and like I for ice cube, .com. And so that code works for everything on their site. They also have really beautiful journals. There's stickers, there's moon trackers. So definitely go and have a look and use that code to save yourself 10% off of everything on the site. So let's get back to the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to today's episode. So one of the things that I've been, if you listen to a few episodes ago, I was talking about the 10 things that I was doing this year to really like help enhance my mental health. And one of the biggest ones was making sure that I like get outside, like try to do it every morning, pretty much when I first wake up, is get in like a quick 15 to 20 minute walk outside. And since I've been doing that, it has made such a difference. Like, I feel so much better. Like, just I notice so much a difference in my mood, in my energy. Like, I just feel like charged up when I do this. So I've been really working at staying on top of it and making sure like it doesn't have to be crazy long. It doesn't have to be an hour. I used to walk for like an hour every single morning, and like I don't feel the desire to do that anymore. Like, I'm like, 20 minutes is perfect. Like, I've just been walking around my neighborhood, which is like really beautiful. There's some really beautiful houses being built. But as I've been doing that, like, of course, like, I usually like having something inspiring to listen to in the morning. And when I sort of first went on this whole like personal development spirituality journey, I would say it was probably around the time of my Saturn return. And so for those who don't know a lot about astrology, your Saturn return usually happens around the ages of like 27, 28. And usually it marks like a really big pivotal shift in your life of like, if you're in like, say like a relationship or a job or whatever, that's not right. Like, things will get very shaken up to kind of like sort of almost nudge you onto your path of where you're supposed to be going. And it's one of those things where I think it's really interesting because I think it's honestly, it's hard to make any, I don't want to say it's hard, but like you, I think like decisions that you make after your Saturn return about like what direction you want to go, like the relationships you want to have in your life, are definitely a lot more grounded and sustainable than anything that you do before that. It's kind of why, like, of course, I'm not saying, I don't want to say this advice is right for everyone, but I'm like, if you get married, wait till after your Saturn return. Like, I just think sometimes it's like when you come out of it, if you really show up and like listen to the lessons that you are being given, like your life will be pivoted in such like a beneficial direction that really feels in alignment with like who you want to be. Like if you kind of like agree to go on the mission kind of thing. And so for me, around my Saturn return wasn't when I really sort of like doubled down on like my interest in like spirituality and like personal development. And it's when I found RTT and like all of these things. But one of the things that was huge for me in my journey was listening to Abraham Hicks. So if you don't know what Abraham Hicks is, basically it is like a channeled entity that comes through Esther Hicks. And basically, so she taps into this higher state of consciousness. And through that, she's able to channel a lot of like direction about like how the law of attraction works and like how to manifest the things you want into your life. And like their recordings, like I listen to the Audible versions of like all of their books. You could read the books if you wanted to, but I always just really loved like listening to it when I was commuting. Like it always put me in a really good state of mind. But, and if you've ever heard of like The Secret is basically like a watered down version of what Abraham Hicks is. So The Secret was created by like a TV production team where they wanted to go along on one of the cruises that Abraham Hicks had, and they wanted to kind of distill the concepts. And then that became like the book that's The Secret, and also like the documentary. And so funnily enough, I actually started reading The Secret when I was 15, and that's how I really learned about law of attraction. And I've shared this story in a couple other spots on the podcast, but like how I manifested my first car and like all of these things. And it's interesting because I almost think when I was younger, it was almost easier to believe in the principles because I have less resistance around it because I was only like 15 years old. And I think when you're 15, sometimes you have like that, that feeling that you're just like invincible or like, you have a lot less life experience, so you have, I guess, less idea of what could go wrong, basically. And I think the older you get, sometimes it's like you have more evidence of that because you've done more things in your life. So it can almost be a little bit harder to get on board with the whole law of attraction principles. And so one of the things that I really felt when I was listening to Abraham Hicks is like, yes, I loved the concepts. I thought it was so good. It really put me in a good vibe. It really reminded me to like anchor in like those feelings of feeling good, like getting into that state of alignment and acting from that place is so much more effective than you just trying to like hustle your way into doing something, but with like a really fearful mindset. But on the other hand, the thing that Abraham Hicks does well is like they deliver these concepts so well, they're so good, but it because it is like a higher state of consciousness that is not in a physical body, I think sometimes it almost ignores that everybody listening, we are in a physical body. We have our life experiences, we have our traumas, we have our limiting beliefs, we have our subconscious programming. And so it's like, while yes, it would be so great to be able to just listen to it and be like, yep, I'm just downloading this into my body, I'm gonna act like this all the time. But the reality is I think for most people, it's really impractical because, not impractical, like I never wanna like give voice to like, allowing us to be in a state of victimhood. Like I never want to like support that. Like I do really believe you do create your reality, whether that's from a conscious state of choosing to do it or not. Like you can't help it. You're always doing it. It's not like you can shut it off. And so sometimes when people are like, oh, I just started manifesting things, I'm like, no, you've been manifesting stuff your entire life. You're just being intentional about it now. So the thing is like when I was listening to it, when I was like going through my Saturn return, that was when I was so, I hadn't even really done any RTT sessions. I hadn't really done any like healing work. I was like really in a knot. I don't know if I would have thought this at the time, but I was not in a great space, like mentally. Like I was dealing with like, I guess the past effects of like the trauma that I experienced or the limiting beliefs or like very low self-worth. And so the thing is you can't really, it's very hard to listen to those concepts and manifest something good when you're in that state. And so like some things I would manifest them really easily, but then other things I would get so frustrated because I'd be like, I just can't believe this around this thing. Or I would really feel like I was struggling with
negative, like I would have a lot of self-doubt about it or like negative thoughts about it. And I would get really frustrated because I was like, this is me like putting myself out of alignment because I can't stop thinking these negative thoughts about something. So it was interesting because after I finally did that first RTT session, I had like a huge light bulb moment. And now sitting on it from this side where it's like many years later, I've done a lot of inner healing work. I've done a lot of RTT sessions, a lot of hypnotherapy. I've really dug into those subconscious beliefs and changed them and elevated my self-worth. And now when I was listening to the Abraham Hicks like recordings, there was so much less resistance around it. Like I didn't feel like, oh my God, I don't understand this. Or like when I kind of like was thinking about things that I wanted, because one of the concepts they talk about that I love so much is how they're like every subject is really two subjects. It's like what you want and what you don't want. And so it's like the more you can focus on what you do want, the more you're going to bring yourself towards it, but also like getting yourself into that good feeling place. But now because I'm in such a state of having healed so much shit that was in my past, it is so much easier for me to stay in that good feeling space and not be weighed down by things. And like I get triggered a whole lot less by things, or if I am triggered by something or activated by something, I'm able to respond to it in such a different way that I never was able to do before. And so I think that's the thing that kind of gets in a lot of people's way is like, we're over here trying to listen to these concepts of the law of attraction, but because we have all of this shit from like our limiting beliefs and our low self-worth and the trauma and all those things, if you don't address those things, you'll never be able to like enact the law of attraction the way that you fully want it, because your subconscious is still kind of like keeping you in that past spot. Which is why when I realized that, it was such a huge aha moment for me. I was like, oh, like in order to be the person that has those things that you want, you have to do the healing work. And that's something that I kind of feel like listening to the Abraham Hicks like recordings, they sort of, because it's such an elevated state of consciousness, it kind of ignores that like we're still in the 3D, we're still on a physical plane. We do have to work through these things, and like we have to create that safety in our nervous system and all those things in order so that we can hold the higher like elevation of the things that we desire. So it was really interesting for me last year when I was like studying my psychology degree, and how reading about like a lot of the things, I was like, oh my God, it's kind of like there is like scientific evidence to prove that manifestation is real, but there's also scientific explanations as to why you can't keep your mind focused on like the things that you want to. So one of the things I thought was really interesting is like, for people, especially when they first hear about law of attraction, they're like, oh my God, I just have to focus on what I want. But that feels so hard. Like sometimes I notice my mind slipping, or like I'm really struggling to stay focused on this thing. Or the thing is like, I'm struggling to keep the negative thoughts like down, or like not give in to those negative thoughts. And so it's really interesting because there's this thing called the rebound effect. And I learned about this last year, and I just was like, yes, this makes so much sense. And it's like, the more you try and like force certain thoughts down, the more they're just gonna pop back up. And like, it's literally like, you know how it's like when you're trying to like shove everything into your closet and you're like, okay, I can just get everything in there. I can just shut the door. And on the surface, it looks like it's okay. But any second, it's going to come bouncing back out at you. And that's kind of what it's like with like the negative thoughts that you think. So it's like, instead of like beating yourself up for being like, I can't avoid negative thoughts, or like they just seem to pop up out of nowhere, I think it's like giving yourself compassion for being like, okay, I'm having this thought. And instead of like trying to push it down, it's time to do some digging. Because like your mind's job is to create thoughts. It's happening all the time. Like it's almost like an involuntary process, I would say. But when you start to push them down, they just want to push back. So then this is the time to do the digging. Like, okay, say the thought is like, let's just think of like a business example, and you're like, okay, I want to charge like $500 for this service. And then part of you is like, you can't do that. That's too much money. Like nobody will pay that. And instead of trying to like shove that thought down and be like, no, 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 it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, you can start to like, one of the concepts I really like is like, you just start asking it like, is that true? And so it's like, okay, we have the thought like, no one's going to pay me $500 for this thing. And then you can ask yourself, well, like, is that ultimately true? Like, is that the ultimate be all end all truth? No, of course it's not. I'm sure if you keep going and you provide something valuable, there will be at some point somebody who will pay you for that service. So it, and if you keep, like, you keep going with it because you kind of almost want to play the lawyer with yourself. You want to be like, okay, like, is that true? And then maybe like another thought will come up and you'll be like, well, I just don't know why they would. And then you can start kind of like digging into it and seeing like, what's the root of this thought? Where is this coming from? Like, where did I hear this before? Like, who told me that? And then really digging into it. And like, you'll find that when you ask, like, is this true? The answer is always no. So you, instead of trying to always push down the negative thoughts and be like, I can't think that, you can start to focus it on to like, okay, well, like, what's going on here? There's some kind of a belief. And like, a belief is just something you kind of take for granted as being true, but it's like, of course that belief isn't going to be true for everyone. So how can you find other people who are examples of people who don't believe that? And how can you start changing your thinking? And this is where the whole like limiting belief thing starts to come in. And also where I find it so powerful to do this through RTT, or like doing it on the subconscious level, because when you can get into your subconscious and start to understand like, okay, where did this belief come from? What was the root cause of that? And like, the conscious mind never actually knows. Your subconscious holds all the answers because it remembers everything that happened to you between the ages of 0 to 7. And like, your conscious mind doesn't remember that, but your subconscious always knows. And it's able to be like, oh, okay, well, maybe I started believing this because somebody told me something about myself at that point in time. And I was 5 years old and I thought that was true when I was 5, but now I'm like 27 and I know that that doesn't have to be true. So I can release that. So I think mindfulness is really like the key with this one. Like, it's like, instead of trying to force the thoughts down and resist them, you want to, as soon as they come up, you almost want to dig into them. And this can be helpful like as a journal exercise. And then once I've kind of like dug into like, okay, like, is this ultimately true? Like, blah, blah, blah. Then I really start using it as a time to be like, this is what I'm choosing to focus on instead. And then that's where like the Abraham Hicks technique of being like, I'm choosing to find things I can appreciate about this situation. Like if you really can't think of anything, the one that I always go for is like, well, I'm grateful to have this knowledge because now that I know that what I don't want, I know what I do want. And I'm so excited to move towards what I want. And I'm so excited to be the kind of person that gets X, Y, and Z, which is what I find really helpful instead of just trying to say affirmations to yourself that you don't feel to be true. It can be really helpful to be like, I'm the kind of person who gets $500 clients, or like, I'm so excited for the day that I sign a $500 client. Because if you feel how that feels in your body, it feels so much better. And that's what you're really trying to get to, is you're trying to get to that better feeling. Because when you maintain that feeling of alignment and like excitement about it, when you act from that place, the actions that you take are so much better because they're not based in fear. And then so the next one is like, we sort of dove into this a little bit, like, but how your negative thoughts get in the way. And so like with negative thoughts, it really is a reflection of like what is going on in your subconscious beliefs. Because if we have like a big one that comes up for a lot of people is rejection. Like, they're afraid to be rejected. And so it's like they kind of almost cut themselves off to doing things before they do it because they don't want to be rejected. And so they think that the problem is like, I don't want to be rejected, or like maybe like kind of surface level thoughts that are going on about that. But once you really start to dive into it, like, the fear of rejection is really, it's like, what are you making the rejection mean about you? And often the fear of rejection is about like, you're afraid that you're not good enough. And by someone else telling you no, that's going to confirm your belief about yourself. So this is where it's like the self-worth part really enters the equation, because you really can't achieve a new level of attraction of the things you attract into your life without addressing how worthy you feel of them. Like, they just go hand in hand. And it's interesting because I was talking with a client about this other day, and we were talking about how sometimes it's like you release all these beliefs and then all of a sudden you realize your standards shift really quickly. And you're like, wow, like, how did I say yes to those things before? How did I allow those behaviors? But the thing that shifted was how worthy you feel. And once you shifted your worth and you realized that you didn't have to put up with that shit, or that you didn't have to put up with what people were giving you, you could ask for more. That's when you notice that's when the work is working. Like, and the thing is you can't attract from a higher level. Like, you can't attract from like that next level unless you feel worthy of attracting those things in. And I think a really great example of this is people who win the lottery. And so many of us are like, yes, I just want that huge lump sum. Give me $1 million or whatever it is, and I'll be good forever. But the thing is they've done research, and most lottery winners in 4 years, they're back to their original like financial situation, or they're actually worse off, they're in debt. And so the reason I think this is because they're not energetically expanded enough to be the kind of person who is a multimillionaire. Like, there's this, I forget who said it, but they were like, you could take away like all, if you took away everyone's money and made them all start from zero, the people who are already rich would make back their money so quick because they have the mindset and like the energetic frequency of a wealthy person. So instead of like being like, we need to give everyone money as being the answer, that is like very addressing things on a surface level. You need to get into the energetic frequency and have the beliefs about yourself being a wealthy person before you could ever have that amount of money. Otherwise, it doesn't matter how much money people give you, it's never going to last because you won't have those good financial habits and you won't feel worthy of it. So you'll probably just spend it because it feels very unfamiliar to have all that money. And the mind hates the unfamiliar. So it'll always be trying to sort of subconsciously bring you back to like a position that it feels comfortable, even if that's not something you would consciously want. Next thing is like why affirmations alone aren't always enough. So in like the personal development space and all that, affirmations are fucking huge. Like, and I don't have a problem with affirmations per se, but I think like if you are trying to solve a limiting belief from a conscious mind state, like just affirming to yourself that you're a multimillionaire, it's not going to work because you, on a subconscious level, you don't believe it. And your subconscious is responsible for like 90% of your behavior. So you tell me, there's like your 10% conscious mind that can maybe focus on that affirmation for like a few minutes a day versus your 90% subconscious mind that is controlling the entire show even when you're asleep, because something has to keep you breathing and your heart beating and all of the things. So you tell me which one you think holds more weight. So, and the thing about affirmations is like, if you don't believe it on a deep subconscious level, you can affirm yourself until you're blue in the face and you're still not going to believe it. So I think affirmations can be helpful in certain moments where you want to remind yourself of what you're anchoring in, but ultimately you do need to be changing your beliefs on a subconscious level to really feel like they're believable for you. And that's like, no amount of affirming something is ever going to make that happen. You have to do it on the subconscious level. And you also have to clear out the past beliefs that are telling you like the root cause of why you don't believe that, essentially, because when you can clear out that root cause, then you're basically making the space where you have to fill it up with something new. And then you can choose, you're like, this is what I want to believe instead. And this is why RTT and hypnotherapy are so effective at achieving like rapid change, because we're not trying to do this from your conscious mind, which is really effortful and slow. And honestly, we can't really stay focused on something for that long. But from your subconscious mind, when you change that, you've changed it for good, and it doesn't have to go back to how it was before. So basically, the main thing that I really want you to take away from this episode is that, like, if you feel like the law of attraction is not working for you, it's like you really need to be examining your subconscious beliefs about what you're trying to attract in. And like, until you address those subconscious beliefs and that subconscious patterning, it's gonna just always feel like it's not believable, or it's gonna feel like such a struggle, it's gonna feel like so much effort, you're gonna feel like it doesn't work for you. So the main thing is like really like digging into those limiting beliefs, like doing the work on a subconscious level. And like, yes, you can use affirmations, like I'm not saying don't use them, like I definitely use them as well, but I think that can't be your only plan of attack for like trying to shift your subconscious beliefs and like heal your past traumas and all of the things, because trauma is stored in the body. Like, it's stored in your nervous system. It's not in your conscious thoughts. So like trying to address it by talking about it is not really or from a conscious level is not really going to be the way that you're going to be able to release it. But once you do something like RTT, or you're able to get into that subconscious and do the releasing work so that it stops becoming an issue for you. So I hope this was helpful for you. As always, if you are listening to this and you're like, yes, there is an area in my life where I'm just really struggling to get my beliefs on board, or I feel like I'm recreating the same patterns over and over, definitely book in for a hypnotherapy session with me. We can release this. We can get to the root cause of where these beliefs started. We can remove them. We can rewire your mind so that you're able to achieve your goals and take action and just feel more positive about whatever you're trying to create. Way easier. And when you're listening to this, I'm probably, university has started up for me again, so I have very, very limited availability, but there is a few spots open here and there on the calendar. So the link will be in the show notes if you're feeling called to it. And the thing I always like want to mention, and like I love so much about RTT, is like sometimes people look at it and they're just like they're like, that seems like a lot of money. And I'm like, maybe it does, but it depends how you define like a lot of money. Because I think, like, imagine if you go to a therapist and you talk about the issue over and over and over, and not to say that therapy isn't valuable, like I would say it's kind of different from what I do, but it's like you could go there and talk about it for 3 sessions, spend exactly the same amount of money and not have released it on a subconscious level. Whereas like with RTT, the point of it is like we get in there, we get the work done, and you don't have to deal with it ever again after that. It's done, it's resolved. And most clients resolve their issues in like 1 session. Occasionally, sometimes clients need 2 sessions depending how deep it goes or depending exactly what we're working on. So I always say it's like if you just really want to get in there and get fast results and resolve your issue really quickly, RTT is for you. I am very much the same. I don't like spending forever working on something. I just want to get in there, get it done, move on with my life. And I think that's why RTT appeals so much to me and to like so many of my clients, because we just know that like once you get in there, like you move through it really quickly and then you never have to deal with it ever again. So hopefully this episode was helpful for you. As always, if you have any feedback, please reach out on Instagram. I'm at kim.acrig over there, or leave a review, share this with a friend if you think it would be helpful. And yeah, that's it from me for today. And I will talk to you soon.